tuned to yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden years. Mark Lefonier, your host for this hour of Radio Westerns. Later on, it's Dr. Six Gun from 1954. But first, the juvenile program, The Adventures of Red Ryder, with the episode The Casa Grande Valley, an NBC Blue Network broadcast from March 12, 1942.
From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy. Having left Red Ryder and Little Beaver in their last adventure in Dobytown, we now find Slippery Ace Hanlon plotting a fresh scheme against America's famous fighting cowboy. Ace Hanlon's repeated failure to defeat Red Ryder have brought him to the point of desperation, and now we find him planning to get Red Ryder out of the way for good. In a back room of the Silver Dollar Cafe, Ace gives stern orders to one of his trusted henchmen, upon whom he depends to square accounts with Red Ryder.
Come in, Butch. Shut the door.
Yes?
Listen, Butch. Red Ryder's outsmarted us so many times, I'm getting tired of it.
What are you planning to do, Ace?
Hire Pedro the Kid, the toughest gun-toter in this part of the West.
Sounds good, Ace. Where'll I find this Pedro the Kid?
The Kid's been hired by a cattleman named Aaron Ames to guard his cattle. Now, the only thing that stands between us and Ames' cattle is Pedro the Kid and maybe Red Ryder if he comes horning in as he usually does. Do you follow me?
You mean to put the deal over? We got to get rid of both Pedro the Kid and the Red Ryder.
That's about it, but it's got to be done smart. And you can't hire Pedro the Kid to get Red Ryder. The Kid's too smart for that.
Well, how'd you figure to do it then?
Butch, this is one of the cleverest ideas I've ever figured out. You see, the Kid has a sweetheart in Las Palmas named Juanita.
Yeah?
She's a dancer in the cantina there. Mighty pretty, too. The Kid's awful jealous of Juanita, and it'd make it plenty tough on any man who even looked at her.
I savvy what you're driving at. But how are you going to get that Red Ryder into set up like that? Maybe you don't even know her.
Listen, Butch, I know Red Ryder better than you do. It's part of his highfalutin code never to let a woman down who's in trouble.
Oh.
Now, here's a letter with Juanita's signature on it saying she's in danger and appealing to Red Ryder for help.
You figure that after Red Ryder goes to help the lady in distress, you'll tip off Pedro the Kid.
That's it.
And he'll hunt up Red Ryder at the cantina in Las Palmas and find him with Juanita. Finish him off, is that it?
That's the deal. Now, here's both letters. One addressed to Red Ryder and the other to Pedro the Kid. You're to deliver them and be sure they both get them.
After Pedro the Kid puts Red Ryder away, all we got to do is to rustle Ames' cattle, because there won't be anyone to stop us, eh?
Sure as shooting. The only job ahead of us then would be to swim the herd over the Pecos River where we can make delivery and collect our money.
Hey, I get the idea, all right. It's starting to rain in hard, Ace.
Yeah.
I'd better head for Ames Ranch and deliver them letters. Floods may swell the Pecos so we can't get the cattle across. So long.
Out the back way. The horses are tied out back.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the cantina in Las Palmas. It's up to you now, Butch.
You can count on me, Ace. Confound this storm. Getting blacker than your hat. Bad start.
Yeah, but a good ending.
Well, Little Beaver, here we are at Mr. Ames' ranch.
What we come here for?
Well, Mr. Ames sent for me. I reckon he's in some kind of trouble. Well, there he is now, coming out of the corral. Hi there, Mr. Ames.
Hi.
Heard you wanted to see me.
Yes, I do, Red. There's something powerfully irregular going on around here, and I want you to help me to get to the bottom of it. I calculate you know, Red, I got the biggest and finest herd on this range. That is, I did have, before the rustlers started stealing me blind.
What have you been doing about it, Mr. Ames?
I'm getting so plumb tired of it that I up and hired the most famous gun-toter in these parts. That is, excepting you, Red.
And who might that be?
Pedro the Kid.
Well, I've never had the honor of meeting Pedro the Kid. But from what I've heard of that gent, he ought to be able to handle the job satisfactorily.
Pedro and the boys are doing all they can when it comes to shooting it out. But I got a notion we're up against a powerful organization. We can't lick them until we find out who's behind it and just what they're up to.
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Ames, this smacks of Ace Hanlon's doings.
Yeah.
I've been trailing Ace into these parts, and the trail leads to Las Palmas.
Oh.
That's where I'm heading for now. And after I've had a look around, I'll let you know more about it.
I'll appreciate it, Red.
Looks like we're in for a storm.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Little Beaver. We better get going if we aim to get across the Pecos Creek before she floods. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes a fellow loping up the trail. Looks like you've got another visitor, Mr. Ames.
Oh! Oh! Hey, are you Red Rider?
Yeah.
I've got a letter for you. Here.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Who sent this letter?
I don't know. I just told her to deliver it.
Well, that's a mighty peculiar way to deliver a letter. Well, let's see what it says.
Me read them?
No, Little Beaver. I'm afraid this is a little too deep for you. I'll read it. You listen. Well, it says, Red Rider, kind senor, I'm in great danger. You never fail a lady in distress. Please help me. Be at Cantina in Las Palmas this afternoon. Signed, Senorita Juanita Gonzalez.
What's up, Red? Any trouble?
Oh, nothing. Just a letter, Mr. Ames.
Oh.
You'll hear from me.
So long.
Come on, Little Beaver. Come on, Thunder. Can't get to Las Palmas too soon, Little Beaver. The rain's beating right through my slicker.
Me no need him slicker. Me take him off shirt and pants and let water run him down skin.
Well, I can't go around like you do, Little Beaver, in a breech clout and a feather, even if I do get something wet.
You no worry, Red Rider. You get him all wet when we cross Pecos Creek. Flood comes. We swim him horses.
Looks like we're in for a swim and a cold one.
They're creek by willows. See him? All flooded. Look him, Red Rider. One man swimming horse. Drowned sure.
Hey, you're right. That fella's in trouble. Current's too strong for his horse.
Horse slipped downstream. Man drowned sure.
Come on, Little Beaver. Huh. We've got to help him or he'll go under. Come on, Thunder. You stay here, Little Beaver. Oh, if he can hang on to that log, I can reach him with my lariat. Hang on, partner. I'm going to throw you my rope. Get ready.
Hurry, amigo. I can't hang alone.
All right, ready. I'm making the throw. Here it comes.
He has the rope, all right. Good.
Hang on tight. I'll pull you in.
I ain't hanging on, but I ain't pulling water.
There you are, stranger. You're safe now.
Thanks to you, amigo. If you had not come along when you did, I would have been a goner. I would not mind getting wet, but I am in a big hurry to get to Las Palmas.
Well, it happens we're in a hurry to get there, too.
There's a letter in my coat pocket. I'd better take it out and dry it. I'm going to need it before I'm through with the man I'm after.
Now, I'm not prying into your affairs, stranger, but I'm wondering if we're after the same man.
Why do you ask that?
Well, it may be coincidence. But I just got a letter addressed to me in that same handwriting.
Let me see that letter.
I don't mind you seeing it. Here they are.
You are the man I'm after.
I am, if you're looking for Red Rider. But seeing as how you're after me, it's about time I know who you are.
See, Pedro the Kid.
Well, Pedro the Kid, before we get any more tangled up in this here Chinese puzzle, I think I'd better have a look at your letter.
You can't read it, but you better have a good answer ready. There's going to be gunplay between you and me.
Well, to boil it all down, whoever wrote that lying meddling letter, and mind you, the skunk didn't even have nerve to sign it, says that I'm interested in your girl, Juanita, in Las Palmas.
That's plain enough. The question is, are you?
No, it isn't true, because I never even met the senorita. Fact is, I never even heard of her until I got this letter.
Yeah. Well, you just saved my life, and I'm dead sure you would not lie to me. But whoever's behind this trick is going to answer to me when I get to Las Palmas.
Now, wait a minute. There may be more to this than you think. Now, we're both working for old man Ames, trying to bust up the rustlers who are stealing his cattle.
Hey, how come you working for Ames? That's my job, and I don't need no help.
Well, Ames figured I could catch the higher-up, and I'm pretty sure I'm on his trail, Ace Hanlon. Now, it's plain that whoever's behind this letter-writing business aimed to have you kill me to get me out of the way. And more than likely, they planned the same thing for you. Then with us both dry ghosts, they'd have a clear field for running off Ames' whole herd. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it?
See, it sure does. The floods let up and the creek's down some. Come on, let's swim that stream and hit Las Palmas with the guns blazing.
Now, not so fast, Pedro. Remember, we don't know yet who we're gunning for. But I've got an idea how to find out in a hurry.
Huh? Let's have it.
Well, Pedro, these letters were planned to involve us in a quarrel over your Juanita, whom I don't even know.
That's what it looks like, all right.
Well, we'll fool them by making them think we've swallowed their bait. We'll pretend to quarrel over Juanita. And to make it look like the real thing, you can shoot me with a blank cartridge, and I'll do my level best to act as if you really got me.
Bueno. Juanita will play her part after we told her what to do. If the gents who wrote these letters are watching, they'll think she's madly in love with you.
Yes, and if my plan works and they think I'm dead, I figure they'll begin to show their hand.
Before I forget and I shoot you with the real bullets, I better pull the lead out of these cartridges right now.
Be darn sure you do, Pedro. I hear you're a dead shot.
In the cantina at Las Palmas, Red Rider is watching Juanita as she finishes a Spanish dance.
That was mighty fine dancing, ma'am. Sure looked good to a lonesome cowpuncher.
Oh, I am very happy you like it, senor. Maybe a lonesome vaquero would like to enjoy Juanita's company for a little while, no?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, senorita. I sure would. Okay, sit right down and make yourself to home. My name's Red Rider.
Oh, so you are the very famous Red Rider, El Caballero Rojo. Oh, every senorita from here to the Rio Grande, they will be jealous when I tell them that I have met the daring, the very handsome Red Rider.
Now, Miss Juanita, I know you're just play-acting, but it's mighty embarrassing to hear you say things like that. Say, Pedro ought to be here by now. Wonder what's keeping him.
You like Juanita just a little bit, no? Oh, here comes Pedro now. Now you must pretend to like me very much.
Where is the other little down player that was trying to steal my girl, eh? Oh. So, it is you, Red Rider. The rest of you, clear out of here while I comb this hombre's hair with a six-gun shooter. Oh. Get out!
No.
He watching.
All right, little beaver. You hide under the billiard table and keep your ears open. Now, Pedro, and you, Juanita, remember, we got to make it look like this is a real fight.
See, si, Red Rider! You've been trying to steal my girl, that is so, no, Juanita?
See, si, si, that is true. Red Rider, he make eyes to me. He say, I love you very much, Juanita. He say, I take you away from that skunk, Pedro the King.
Ah, you heard what she said, Rider.
See?
Si. I'm going to make you eat them words.
I've set my eyes on Juanita, and she's going to be mine, savvy.
That's it, Rider, because I'm going to put windows in your skull.
I'm calling you, Pedro.
Hey, roll your gun, Red.
Querido, the bad hombre is killed.
Oh, you got me, Pedro.
Come on in, boys. He's got Red Rider all right, dead as a doornail. Oh. Well, congratulations, Pedro, for blowing his light out.
Go away. I'm carving another notch in my gun.
Oh, no offense, Pedro. I just want to thank you for hanging up the hide of this here Red Rider.
What's that to you? Who are you anyhow?
Why, I'm Ace Hanlon. You see, Red Rider did me a lot of dirt. So, to show my appreciation, I'm handing you this little wad of dinero. 500 pesos. Go and have yourself a good time on me.
Nobody pays me to do my killing, sabe?
Well.
But seeing this is just between friends, well, I'll have some cigars on you. Oh. 500 pesos worth.
Fine. Take a little paseo down to Tombstone, Pedro. Yeah. Paint the town red and don't come back till you've spent the last peso.
Gracias, senor. Gracias. I'll roll along to Tombstone. Adios, senor Hanlon.
Adios.
Adios, Juanita.
Adios, Pedro. Hasta la vista.
Quiet. Oh, Ace, he come now to table.
Listen to everything they say.
Hey. That sure does my heart good. Well, Red Rider, that evens a long score.
We better hit the saddle, Ace. Yeah. We'll never get Ames' cattle across the Pecos if it keeps raining.
We head for the upper range where the main herd is. We'll drift them down. We ought to be able to swim the cattle across the Pecos before nightfall. Come on.
Sure. Let's go.
Have they gone, Juanita?
See, they have gone.
Well, I'm never so doggone glad of anything in my life. I got a crook in my back from lying so still. Well, Juanita, it worked. Now we know what Ace is up to. Pedro ought to be back by now.
Oh, there he is, waiting in the back door.
Be right with you, Pedro.
Hola, Pedro.
Hey, bonita, bonita. Well, Red Rider, I got to hand it to you for the smart ideas. You've drawn the ace handling's fire. Now, when do we close in on him?
Ace is headed for the upper range of the Ames Ranch. We'll cut in between Ace and Pecos Creek and break up the drive.
I'm with you.
We've both got a score to settle with Ace Hanlon, Pedro. He would have had us murder each other.
Si.
Now, Little Beaver, you stay here with the senorita.
Me go with you, Red Rider. Big fight with Ace Hanlon.
Little Beaver, remember, help him squaw in trouble.
Me member.
And senorita, if anything happens, all you've got to do is send Little Beaver to me and I'll come a-riding.
Si.
All right, let's go, Pedro.
Si.
Come on, Thunder. There's rustlers on the range. Up, Thunder! We're too late, Pedro. They've got Ames' herd nearly down to the river. The flood's gone down. They'll get the herd across. It's going to be hard to stop now.
We must turn the herd back. And there's only one way to do it. Open the spillway on Pecos Creek. The dam ought to be brim full after this big rain.
All right, let's head for the spillway. We can get Hanlon's men after we turn the cattle back. Wait a minute, Pedro. Here comes Little Beaver. And from his signals, I'd say something has happened.
Red Rider! Red Rider!
What's the matter, Little Beaver? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Me no see him ghost. Me see him Ace Hanlon's men. They come back and Tina take him on either away on horse.
What do you mean?
Not so fast, Little Beaver. Explain carefully now. What happened?
Ace Hanlon's men come back and Tina. They hear him Senorita laugh and say him Red Rider no dead. He gone stop rustling Mr. Ames' cattle.
Then what?
Senorita no see him bad man when she talking. She try to run. They throw him blanket overhead, carry her to horse.
Where they take her?
Me follow him to cabin in Bear Canyon near here. Me show him you.
That's the line rider's cabin in Bear Canyon. I'm hitting straight for there now.
Hold on, Pedro. Here comes one of Hanlon's men. Let's see what he's got up his sleeve. Little Beaver, you keep undercover and don't let him see you.
Me hide him.
Oh.
Well, what do you want?
Oh. I got a message from Ace Hanlon.
All right, come on. Well, what's the message? We haven't got time to burn.
You thought you'd put it over, Ace, with your fake shooting act at the cantina. And playing dead, didn't you?
Get to the point.
You better oil your tongue, Red Rider. Ace is dealing out the terms, not you. And if you and your friend Pedro the Kid care what becomes of his Spanish gal, you'd better mind what you say.
The yellow liver coyote, I'll kill him!
No, wait, Pedro. Don't lose your head. We'll call his hand. Well, if Ace can't find his battles without picking on women folk, what's his proposition?
I'll get it straight, Red Rider. We know you're trying to bust up our chances of swimming our herd across the Pecos.
You mean Ames' herd, don't you? Go on.
Well, he ain't gonna stop us, see? You're turning your horses around and heading right back where you came from.
And if we don't?
And if you don't, Pedro the Kid won't be seeing that senorita of his for a long, long time, Sammy.
If you don't tell me where they are holding her, I'll kill him.
Wait, Pedro. Let me handle this. All right. I reckon you got us hogtied. We're not so interested in those cattle that we want to expose a helpless girl to danger. Now, if we lay off the cattle, what proof have we that the senorita will be released unharmed?
You've got Ace's word that the minute the last steer's across the river, the senorita will be safely on her way back to Las Palmas.
Hanlon's word isn't much good. I guess I'll have to take it.
Sure.
Now, you go tell Ace we're pulling out our freight.
Yeah, all right.
Come on! Hey! Come on!
Come on, Pedro.
What's the idea of you backing down this way?
We're not backing down, Pedro. We're just playing the game our way and not Hanlon's.
What are you driving at? I'm only worrying about Juanita.
You know the location of the spillway gate on Pecos Creek, don't you? I don't. Now, you hightail it up there and open that gate.
And forget Juanita? What do you take me for?
I'll go to the cabin in Bear Canyon and get Juanita. You handle the spillway gate and we'll have Ace gang between two fires.
If you will not be hombre to save me from drowning, I'm going to argue with you. But you're right. I do it.
All right. All right, come on out of hiding, Little Beaver, and show me the way to Bear Canyon.
I got that speedway open by the time you get back. Hurry!
Hi, Jim Mello. If you do not let me go pronto, Ace Hanlon, my Pedro will shoot your heart out, and Senor Red Rider will hang your hide on the corral gate.
I'm not afraid of your Pedro the Kid or Mr. Red Rider either.
Oh.
Now that he's still alive, I'm just waiting till I can meet him face to face.
I'm right here to accommodate you, Ace, face to face.
Well, you got the drop on me, Red Rider. Throw down that gun and I'll collect enough of your hide to make me a saddle.
Drop your gun first. And there's mine. Now hop to it, Ace. Nobody's holding you back.
I'm the man to finish you, and I'll do it.
Wait, Jim. Hanlon, he has looked more dead than you did in the cantina.
Yes, and he'll wake up with a headache after a while. Now, little Beaver, tie his hands and feet tight. Then we've got to get out of here in a hurry. Juanita, you ride Hanlon's horse.
See?
Now, Pedro's up at the Pecos, opening the spillway gate. We've got to work fast if we're going to save Ames' cattle. Here we are at the top of the ridge, Senorita. We can see the Pecos from here. I hope we're in time. Yes, the herd's still on this side of the creek.
Oh, the whole valley, she is filled with cattle.
It's a rich haul for Ace if they can get them over to the Pecos before we can stop them. But gosh, it looks like they're going to make it. The lead cattle are starting to swim the stream.
But where is Pedro? You say he got to open the spillway gate?
That's got me puzzled. He should have been there by now. See, did you hear them shots?
Hey, look, Pedro. He over on creek bank. He fight him for life. Who see him puffs of rifle smoke?
Counting the puffs of smoke, it's about 6-1 against Pedro.
Oh, you must save him, Red Rider. Pedro be killed.
Don't worry, Juanita. Pedro's more than a match for those saddled stiffs. But I got to get to that spillway and open the gate for those cattle, or they're as good as lost. Trouble is, I don't know the location of the spillway.
Will you come with me? I show you.
That's luck. With the gate open, I can swing around and throw lead into those hombres ganging up on Pedro. All right, let's go. Come on, little Beaver. Follow the senorita. Lake's full of water. This is going to beat all the floods of history if we can get that gate open.
Here is the gate, Red Rider. You turn the big wheel, and then the spillway open. Mira.
I get it. Keep away from the edge, little Beaver. She'll go with a bang and take you with her. The wheel's rusty. Stuck fast.
Oh.
No, no, she's moving. All right, get ready.
Okay.
And keep your eyes on those cattle when she goes. Downstream faster than a horse can gallop.
Madre mio, the cattle, they will all be drowned.
The first ones will. But look, the lead steers are turning around. They see it coming.
Cattle swimming up. You save them, Mr. Ames' herd.
You bet we have, little Beaver. The best part of the herd is going back to high ground. We've only lost a dozen head and we've blocked Ace's grand play.
Señor Ibne, we forget all about my Pedro.
No, we haven't. This job is done. Now we're off to clean up those hornets buzzing around your Pedro.
See?
You keep under cover with the little Beaver, Juanita, and don't come out until the bullets stop flying.
Oh.
All right, come on, Thunder.
What's left of those leather pounders has skedaddled.
I'll say they lit out. They passed me so fast, I felt like I was backing up.
You got the gate open.
You bet your sweet life I did, and I put the kibosh on Hanlon's cattle steal. The herd is safe on this side of the Pecos.
That's good. How about Juanita?
She's safe. Here she comes now with the little Beaver.
We both owe you a life, Red Rider.
All up here.
Oh, Bonita, Bonita.
Oh, Pedro. We must do something to thank Senor Red Rider.
Ah, see. I told you what, Red. Let's all of us take a little paseo down to Tombstone and paint the town red with the 500 pages of Ace Hanlon.
Tombstone, Red Rider. Put more paint on town. You betcha.
Pedro, I don't blame you for wanting to forget about business. But little Beaver and I are going back to that cabin and settle with Ace Hanlon. Adios.
Adios, Red Rider.
Adios, El Caballero Rojo.
Come on, Thunder.
Get him up, Papoose.
Hit that tail, Thunder.
Will Red Rider find Ace Hanlon in the cabin back in Bear Canyon? Or will the famous cowboy discover that Hanlon's men already have released their leader, making him free to continue his plotting and scheming? Be sure and listen next time for the further adventures of Red Rider.
The Adventures of Red Rider, on Tuned to Yesterday from March 12, 1942 on the NBC Blue Network, a broadcast taken from its first season on air, and they would last on radio through 1951. The first iteration of Red Rider was actually a newspaper comic strip read by an estimated 13 million readers to later be translated in the movies, and the final stop for the character was indeed on radio. This is an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Now time for a broadcast of Dr. Six Gun from October 14, 1954 on NBC.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on the mission of mercy. his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun.
To be a stranger in the territory is sometimes a dangerous thing. Even I, Pablo the Gypsy, a friend to all men who have hard cash with which to buy, even I am sometimes greeted by a closed door, a drawn gun, or a rifle cocked and ready. Oh, yes, Midnight. This Midnight, he is my friend, even though she is a bird.
Friend.
Oh, yes. Midnight talks. He says little of any importance. But then why should he be different from the rest of us? There is one man in the territory, my friend Doc Sixgun. Few times have I ever seen a door barred to him. Rarely have I seen the look of suspicion that meets a stranger. But one time I remember, we rode together across the Badlands from the White Lynx River, Doc and I. We had met at Gary's Crossing, a little town. A town? One sod hut and a barrel of whiskey. Doc had treated a broken leg in the sod hut, and I had treated a dry throat and the barrel of whiskey. I ride an old paint, I lead an old dance, I'm off to Montana for to throw the hula hand. They feed it in the coolie, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw.
Well, you know, Pablo, when I got out of medical school back east, I could have gone into practice with an old doctor outside of Philadelphia.
Sure?
I turned him down.
Why?
I said I never wanted to stay in an office. Said I never wanted to get sore from sitting in a swivel chair behind a desk. Oh, if I'd only known. We've been riding for 6 hours today.
Well, at least a saddle doesn't swivel.
I suppose not. Hey, got any water left in your canteen?
No, but I have something in my canteen which is not exactly water.
No water.
Well, never mind. We'll hit Aaron's Brook over the rise. Good water there.
Maybe we can stay there a while, eh? Rest those swivel sores, eh, Doc?
I got to hit Frenchman's Ford by night.
Oh.
That kid there with summer fever.
Doc. How many miles a day would you have made in that swivel chair in Philadelphia?
There's Aaron's Brook. All right, Sage boy. He smells water.
Doc, there's smoke coming from the cabin chimney. Maybe we can get something to eat.
Charlie Aaron's got enough trouble taking care of his kids without feeding too.
What's that?
Rifle shot. Get down. House. You see the smoke.
What are they shooting at us for?
No.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Oh, there must be some mistake. Hey, Charlie! Charlie! Gray Matson!
A mistake?
No mistake.
I don't get this. Charlie must be there. Buckboard's in the yard. There's his horse in the corral. Hey, Charlie!
Doc. Somehow, I get the feeling Charlie Aaron is not receiving callers.
Something wrong. I'm going down there.
Make a clear target coming down the trail?
Yeah. Well, we'll circle around and come up to the cabin from the back.
You sure you wouldn't like to forget the whole thing? I let you have my canteen. Maybe you'd even like it.
Pablo, the horses don't care for Trading Post whiskey.
Oh.
Now, we've got to get down to that brook somehow. Come on, let's lead them around.
I don't see anything.
There's no window on this side.
Oh.
Now, you wait here. I'm going to edge along the side of the cabin, around to the door.
Now, Doc, be careful. Keep that bird quiet.
all right in here.
Don't you move no closer.
Hey, what's the idea?
I know how to shoot this gun. I'm warning you. My pa showed me. Don't you come no closer.
I believe you.
You get out of here. You get away from here.
Where's Charlie Aaron?
You get out of here. I'll kill you. I killed one of them.
Aren't you one of Charlie's girls? Where is he?
Don't step no closer.
All right. Now, just take it easy. I'm not moving.
Drop your gun. Throw it down.
All right. You be careful with that rifle.
Don't you worry. I know how to shoot it. My pa showed me.
Is your pa Charlie Aaron?
Sure, I'm Allie. Allie, he called me before. You get out of here.
But where is your pa?
Down by the brook.
I didn't see him.
He's there, I know.
But I just came by. What do you mean?
I buried him myself. I dug most of the hole. Janie tried to help, but she ain't but nine. She couldn't lift the pick. You know, the ground's hard down by the brook. You wouldn't think it with the water and all. And there were big stones.
What happened?
He killed him. He came and he killed him. Pa was in the yard fixing the axle on the buckboard. Just rode by and shot him. He didn't even stop. Pa said, take care of Janie. Just lying there with grease from the axle all over his clothes. He said, take care of Janie. I got blisters from the pick, see?
Allie.
Don't move.
When did this happen?
5 days ago, maybe six. I've been taking care of Janie just like he said, and watering the stock. I did all the chores just like I used to. I washed his shirts and ironed them real good. I always liked his shirts ironed.
Your father's been dead for 5 days?
Maybe six.
Allie, why don't you put down that gun? Don't you remember me?
He came riding by. We just thought he was going to water his horse at the brook, that's all. I saw him out the window. He came riding by. Pa was just fixing the axle on the buckboard, that's all.
Don't you remember me? Your pa brought you into my office when you had that burn on your arm. I fixed it up. You remember?
Burn?
There. Yes, that's it. Remember me now?
Maybe. Not sure. I gotta be sure.
Go on, Allie. Put down the gun. It's getting awfully heavy.
I don't know.
Come on now. Put it down.
Oh.
All right. Now, it's all right.
Came back yesterday. I shot at him.
No. Don't worry about it. We'll just take you and Janie into town.
No. I can't. I gotta stay here. We gotta keep the place. Pa said we gotta keep the place no matter what happens.
All right, now, Allie, don't worry about it.
Doc? Hey, Doc, is everything all right?
Come on in.
Is it all right? Who's this?
Charlie Aaron's girl.
Well, what happened? Where is Charlie?
Never mind, now. Where's your sister, Allie?
In the other room. I hid her behind the flour barrel. I thought he came back.
Who? Who came back? What happened to Charlie? What is this?
I don't know. But I think I'm going to find out. She's asleep now.
I don't understand what happened. Who would shoot a Charlie Aaron? Why?
When I got her calmed down, I asked her if she recognized the man.
Did she?
No. Said he looked like an ordinary cowhand, except that his horse was kind of funny.
Funny?
Said it was big. Much bigger than a cowpony and with no mane.
A horse with no mane?
Yeah. Cropped, probably.
Oh?
That's the way they turn out horses in the East.
Oh.
Never see it in the territory. Although I seem to remember one of the hands from the Circle B riding into Frenchman's Ford on a hunter about 16 hands. Had a tail docked and a cropped mane. Yeah, he got into a fight with Curly Ladro about it.
Hey, you think this man came from the Circle B?
I don't know. She don't seem any big horses around. Mostly Mustangs and cow ponies.
Well, the little girl could be wrong. She's hysterical.
Yeah, she could be wrong. Think I'll ride out to Circle B tomorrow.
Come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you all my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a-tie-ya, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a-tie-ya, yippee-yippee-yay. The
boss, he was
a
dirty
man.
Hey, where's Clint Mackey?
Hey, you're the doc from over in French and Forge, ain't you?
Yeah, where's the boss?
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, listen, Doc, what's good for rheumatism? Got it in my elbow here, see? The hammer arm. I tried everything. Hot linseed oil, wagon grease.
Not too bad. I'm looking for your boss. Where is he?
Do you figure if I learned to hammer left-handed, I'd be all right?
Maybe. Where's Clint Mackey?
You want to see him?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it's come for. Well, he's in the shed.
Thanks.
Hey, say, about that rheumatism. I figured maybe if I owned it up, good.
Where do you see a sore eye on that cow? I don't see no sore eye. Some cross-eyed cowpoke hit him in the eye with a loop of rope, that's what. I just see they get sobered up when they get back to town before they go on night herd.
All right, Clint.
Hello, Mackie.
Oh, hi there, Doc. Oh, I get this critter out of here.
Hands ain't what they used to be, Doc. Came to ask you about one of your hands, Clint.
Yeah, which one, Doc? Them cowboys come and go so fast they don't get to know their names, hardly. Well,
this one had a hunter in his string of ponies. 16 hands, cropped mane.
Oh, yeah. I remember that fella. He quit. He just pulled his horses out of the remuda and walked off. Owed me a week's advance, too.
When was it?
Maybe a couple of weeks ago. Why?
I think maybe he shot down Charlie Aaron 5 days ago.
Charlie? What, you mean at Aaron's Brook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. His daughter was left all alone there, 15 years old. She buried him.
Oh, that's real sad. Well, look, is there anything I can do? Maybe I'll ride over today and bring her some supplies. My land runs up to Aaron's in that section.
Oh, that's all right. I'm taking care of him.
Yeah, let's see now. Ranny Evers. Yeah, that was his name, Ranny Evers. I never did like that fella. I wonder why he killed Aaron.
You haven't seen him, huh?
Not since he quit, no. What's she going to do with the place? Aaron's kid, I mean.
I don't know.
She can't run it herself. I mean, a 15-year-old girl.
No, guess not.
Oh, gee, that's real sad. Can't understand it. I never did like that Ranny Evers. A bad one.
Yep. Well, I'll be riding back.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do with you, Doc.
Doc! Hey, Doc!
You, come into town to see me Saturday.
No, it ain't about my rheumatism, Doc. Just, bend down here and look at the hoof of your horse.
What?
Come on, boy. Give me your hoof.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that hoof.
I know. Now, listen, Doc. I heard what you said to Mr. Mackey, and...
Yeah?
Oh, darn, I can't tell you nothing. I need this job, Doc. I can't ride no more, and this here's the only outfit big enough to hire a smith. See, I just can't tell you, Doc.
You started. You better finish.
I can't. But I don't hold with shooting down a man in front of his kids.
Smitty, what are you trying to tell me?
It's just this. You don't see no iron shoes on a cow pony, do you, Doc?
No.
Well, I shoot a horse with iron 2 days ago. A big horse.
A hunter?
I don't know them fancy names, but it was a big horse, crop mane. Now, if you looked in the right place, maybe you could find it now.
Where?
Maybe the back range up in the tablelands. Them iron shoes is easy to follow. You know Joe Ironfeather? The Apache fella works for the survey office. He could track him easy.
Ready?
Yes, Mr. Mackey.
Thanks.
Just leave me alone now, see? Yep, that hoof's all right now, Doc. Just ride easy on it.
Thanks, Smitty. Thanks. I just don't like to see a critter suffer.
Any critter.
You sure this is the trail?
Joe.
Doc, I learned the trick from my grandfather. When I was little boy, he sent me out to hunt with one arrow. I track, or I don't eat. Hungry Indian boy learned fast.
Sure you can follow it?
Oh, I know how to follow Iron Horseshoe. I remember 5 years ago I tracked cavalry squad 40 miles across the Badlands.
What happened to him?
Doc, let us talk of something else, eh? See? He turned up from trail. He came through maybe 3-4 times.
Steady. He's
in the draw, Doc.
I'll go in on foot.
He won't trouble you, Doc.
What?
Look up there, Doc. You see? Circling? Mm-hmm. Something is dead. And it is not the horse.
Come on. There's the hunter.
There is the hunted, huh?
Shot. In the back.
Who is he?
A fellow named Evers, I think. Ranny Evers.
A friend of yours, Doc?
Friend? No. He was no friend of mine. Time over the hunter. We'll take him back to Frenchman's Ford. And then, Joe, I've got another job for you. Hello. Come on over here.
I just rode in to get some things at the store. I promised Janie she could have some sugar syrup. It's awful expensive, but she's only a child.
Sure, I know.
She's still scared at night. She cries.
She isn't afraid of Joe.
Oh, no. He tells her Indian stories about his grandfather. He comes out after he's to work, and he takes care of the place real good. I got to thank you for fixing it up with him.
Oh, that was Joe's idea. He said his grandfather told him that the first duty is to the... Well, the orphaned.
Did you find out anything? I mean about Pa.
No. Only that the man who killed him got shot himself.
Joe told me that. Doc, I wanted to ask you something. I tried to ask Joe, but he doesn't understand about property or anything. He says everything in his tribe belonged to everybody, so he isn't much help.
What is it, Allie?
I don't know what I ought to do. I mean, I try to keep the place up. Pa always said he'd never let it go. Do you think that's right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we get a little cash money from water rights, but I was thinking about Janie. I don't get time to do everything on the place and to raise her upright.
Hmm.
Do you think I ought to sell?
Well, Allie, land isn't getting much these days. Not with the homestead territories opening up past the Lynx River. I don't think you'd get much of an offer.
But I did. Well, not as much as Pa said it was worth. But I was thinking maybe I'd better take it. Do you think I've got a right to sell after what Pa told me when he died?
Who made you the offer, Allie?
Mr. Mackey from the Circle B. Said he felt sorry for me.
I see.
Everybody's been so nice to Janie and me. You and the peddler and Joe. I suppose Mr. Mackey just wanted to help.
I suppose so.
Do you think I should sell, Doc? I mean, well, I'm 15. I got to think of... Well, I mean, in town, you meet more people. Pa said when I turned 15, it was time to start thinking about meeting more people.
Well, guess he was right, Allie.
Would you talk to Clint Mackey for me, Doc? You wouldn't mind?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I think I'd like to talk to Clint Mackey.
Hey, you lop-eared left-handed farmer. You learned how to rope a calf that way in Texas. You want to break his leg?
Sorry, boss.
You hear all them two-bit cattlemen in town crying in their whiskeys about how easy Clint Mackey's got it. Just let him come out here and try to run it one day, that's all. Just one day.
Hey, look, what are you trying to do? Kill that critter? Throw him clean.
No, funny you should want to get even bigger.
Huh?
Oh, I just heard you were thinking of buying the Aaron place.
Oh, that, yeah, well, I felt kind of sorry for the girl. I mean, I don't need the land, nothing but mesquite and tumbleweed. Never knew why Charlie Aaron hung on to it. You can't raise cattle on alkali dust.
The girl doesn't know if she should sell.
Yeah, stubborn's her own man. Hey, look now, look out there. You got his leg Look, don't go away, Doc. Now, look, ain't you never branded a calf before? What do you think you're up for? Holding up your pants? Come on!
Doc. Doc, six guns.
Smitty, how's the rheumatism?
Oh, much better, Doc. Hey, what was that stuff you gave me? Some fancy medicine from back east?
Croton oil. I had it left over from treating a stage horse with Flanders.
Yeah, fixed me up real good. How'd the horse come out?
He died.
Oh. Well, it's mighty good for rheumatism. He's gone a while.
Mackie?
Listen, Doc. It ain't that Mackie's a bad boss, so he is, but I don't go to see an orphan get took.
What are you getting at?
Water.
Water?
The brook. Aaron's brook. Clint's been after that for years.
But he's got water on his place. A lot more than that brook.
Sure, there's water on the Circle B, but nowhere else except the brook. All them small cattlemen between here and the Mesa Verde, they got all the water at the brook. They used to pay Charlie Aaron for the water rights by the head.
Mackie wants to get all the water?
Without water, you ain't a cattleman. You're a busted bum, and you sell out cheap. Maybe you don't even get a dollar an acre. Now, don't let the little girl sail, Doc. You'll make Clint Mackey king of everybody between the Mesa Verde and the river. A king like in the Bible, only ain't fit for it.
Hey, what are you doing here, Smitty? You ain't finished the rims for the chuck wagon.
I was just talking to Doc, that's all, Mr. Mackey. Just talking to him about my rheumatism, that's all.
Yeah, well, get back to work.
Sure, Mr. Mackey, sure.
Well, Doc, we was talking about helping out that Aaron gal.
Yeah, well, Mackey, I think it's mighty decent of you to want to help a neighbor in trouble. And I've got an idea she ought to sell you the land.
Well, it's real sensible-like.
But, of course, she does need a place to live. Now, do you think it'd be a good idea to split off an acre around her house?
Sure. I think that's fine.
And, of course, the brook.
What do you mean?
Well, she's going to need water, cooking, washing, tending chickens.
What are you getting at, Doc?
Well, it works out fine, Mackie. You give her the money you offered, and she's still got a house and the brook.
Now, Doc, I kind of figured I'd take over the whole parcel. I mean, it don't hardly pay to run surveyor stakes through.
But you don't really need the water, do you, Mackie?
Well, no. Sure not.
All right, then that's why I'll advise her to keep the water.
And she'll do what you tell her, huh, Doc?
Well, she asked my advice, yes.
Come in the barn a minute, Doc.
Barn? Why?
Because I got a Frontier 45 pointing right at your middle.
Seems like sound reason.
Come on. Give me that six gun of yours, Doc.
You want that water real bad, don't you, Mackie?
Real bad, Doc. Cattle market's busted wide open. Army canceled orders when the Sioux made peace. Now, look, I got notes at the bank, Doc. I can meet him if I take over those stinking little spreads between here and the Mesa. But I gotta take him over cheap, and I gotta take him over real cheap.
You tried to get the brook from Aaron before, didn't you?
He was a real unreasonable man, Doc. I offered him twice what that sand heap of his was worth. I want that water. I didn't let Aaron stand in my way, and I ain't gonna let you.
You'll have to do it yourself this time, Mackie. You won't be able to bring in a gun hand. Not after what happened to the last one. Not even a killer will work for a boss who pays off with a bullet in the back.
Can't have the man telling tales, Doc.
I can understand that, Mackie. But I'd...
Get away, Doc. Next time I'll break your arm, Doc.
You ain't breaking nobody's arm, Mr. Mackie.
Get out of here, Smitty.
You don't understand, Mr. Mackie. My arm hurt real bad. Rheumatism it was, and Doc fixed it up real good.
Get out of here, Smitty, before you get hurt.
Oh, don't hurt no more, Mr. Mackey. I told you the Doc fixed it up real fine.
Are you crazy? Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to stop you.
You know what?
I'm going to stop you from hurting Doc.
Are you threatening me, you old half-wit? Well, you haven't even got a gun.
No, I ain't got a gun, Mr. Mackey. I got my hammer.
What?
Go.
Smitty. Smitty, you all right?
I got hit in the arm, Doc.
Let me see.
I think you better pick up them guns in case Mr. Mackey comes to.
Oh, he's safe for a while. That hammer hit him square between the eyes.
You see, Doc, I told you fixed up my rheumatism real good. There's only one trouble, though. I guess I hammered myself clean out of a job.
Duck, me friend!
Battler, what's the news from the railhead?
Clint Mackey hangs tomorrow. The territorial governor denied his appeal. Outside of that, the news is that the ladies are wearing silk collars again.
Terrible.
Midnight does not approve. He's a very evil-minded bird. He prefers more lady and less collar.
Well, he'll have to behave himself. I've got a lady visiting. Pablo, you remember Miss Aaron?
Oh, charmed, senorita.
Hello.
Miss Aaron has come into Frenchman's Ford to meet people.
Well, I am certain that people will be most happy to meet Miss Aaron. That is, if she has improved her method of greeting since the first time I met her. A rifle shot around the ears does not exactly encourage friendship.
I don't think friendship is exactly what Miss Allie has in mind to encourage.
You stop it, Doc. It's very serious. And I'm almost 16.
Dr. Six Gun, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 14th of October, 1954, on NBC. Bringing the curtain down on this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for listening.